My mother taught me how to steal. She taught me how to manipulate people. She taught me how to panhandle on the street to support her drug addiction. The first time I was involved was as an infant. I am 21 and I am from Providence, Rhode Island. My mom still, from when I was an infant, did not have it together. You know, she would smash bowls, glass bowls over my head. I would see her, she would abuse my other siblings as well. That was another thing, physically abuse. So when she got mad at them, she would use, you know, anything she could get, an ashtray, a lamp. Then there were back and forth trips to foster homes. In and out of DCYF care was how our lives went. When I was 16 years old, and I had been fed up with the abuse, the emotional abuse, the physical abuse, and I had said to myself, you know, at any chance, I'm going to leave this house. And it was just at the right moment that I needed. I found myself in front of the public library, and a woman there, she was homeless, I think, she said, "How old are you?" And because we were talking, and I told her I was 16, and she said, "You can go to DCYF." And when I got there, an investigator for DCYF came out, and he said, "You know, let's try to bring you back home." And I said, "Oh, no." I said, "You're going to have to drag me out of here kicking and screaming before I go home." He apologized and said my mom no longer wanted me and that he was putting me in a group home. You know, so I had to learn as I was in this group home, in this particular group home, to stand up for myself so that no one would bully me and I would no longer be abused. There is no manual that tells a kid, if you're in a group home, this is how you should act, or this is what's going to happen, and if this happens, then do this. So when these things happened, I didn't know what to do. There was a group home that I was in at the time where I had gotten upset at the staff, and I had grabbed the logbook that they write in, they write their notes in, and the staff member came up behind me and grabbed me and threw me to the floor. At this point, I was going through a very depressive state, you know, suicidal state, and I just didn't know what was going on in my life, you know, because my whole life had consisted of a crime committed against me by my own parents, and nobody came in and saved me. I had to reach out. So I basically want to change others' lives, you know, and if that means that being a judge and putting away criminals that abuse people or steal from people, then that's what I'll do. It's time for me to now move on and make a good life for myself.